Tony, good to have you here, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me along, Ben. Great to be here.
Of course, it seems like you've gone through a rebrand, hey, of the company.
Yeah, just towards the end of last year, we decided to do a bit of a rebrand and get a bit closer to who we are and what we represent, I guess.
Nice. Is that the new logo on the t-shirt?
It certainly is, yes.
Looking sharp, mate. Very fresh.
Thank you.
I thought would peel it back. In regards to just your historical journey, you and your partner, Sarah, our life partner, you both worked in the pharmaceutical space, right?
Yeah, correct.
Did you both meet there?
We did.
Nice,
We did,
nice.
yeah. It was a I guess a relationship built on friendship to start with, and it just developed.
Yeah, and then you guys started investing together.
Correct, yeah. We'd actually started individually before we sort of met. Sarah already had a couple of properties, and I just purchased my first property when we sort of started hanging out together.
Yeah, nice, nice. It's cool, hey, when you're both individually doing your own things and then you get together and then you start picking at each other.
Yeah, it was fantastic just to have that. The shared values is the biggest thing, Ben. It was just so easy.
Yeah. And so you guys obviously both clearly had a deep passion for investing.
Yes.
And then was it you that I guess instigated this whole notion of maybe moving down the buyer's agent path?
Yeah, it was. So Sarah and I worked in the pharma industry together, and then we actually went into small business in a news agency for a couple of, well, for 12 years. And I remember it was about 2:30 in the morning. I was waiting to open the shop, and we were looking at selling out, and came across one of your webinars, and the rest is history.
The rest is history. I love it. And so you both now, are you working on the business together?
Yes, we are. Yes.
That's unreal. And so, I mean, you guys have been busy. I mean, you've just done under 20 purchases, right?
Yeah, correct. Around
Yep.
18, I think
18.
we've done.
Yep. And so you've obviously, you've received momentum. Like, how's the journey been for you? Because I guess, starting any business or new career, it's never smooth sailing. How's it progressed?
Yeah, look, it's like anything, Ben, like you said, it has its ups and downs, and certainly the consistency of deals and clients coming through is the toughest thing that I think we've come across in trying to get the business up and running smoothly. And the other thing is just been trying to be really focused on what we actually offer. I think that's been one of the other challenges. But look, once you're helping a client and you do a deal for a client, the rewards are just fantastic. There's no better feeling.
Yeah, getting results for clients in this space, it's fucking amazing. And I going back as well to the comment around the ups and downs, I mean, as hard as it is sometimes when you're in the down within, the business landscape or a new career path, which involves a business, it's super challenging. But I guess I also find that's so rewarding as well. A bit like the client wins is that when you get those business wins, right? You've gone, let's say the pipeline's not full of clients or whatever's going on, there's a business problem that you can't solve. I feel like when you start moving through those hoops as well and get wins, it's very rewarding. What do you think?
Oh, look, 100%. I think like if you've got the resilience to push through that, those rewards at the end of it are just fantastic. And I think, look, I recently signed up to the Everest program as well. And one of the things that came in the first session I went to was your why and making sure that is strong enough to get you through those sort of down points. And that's what it's all about. It's just driving through that, and once you get out, it's fantastic.
What type of clients are you? Have you got a bit of a client avatar yet, or is it quite diverse?
Wow, we've sort of, and that was part of the rebranding. We really wanted to focus more on where we can add the most value. So now we work with mainly people who are looking to relocate or invest in the Newcastle and Lake Macquarie area, and they come
Okay.
from a broad range of people. But that's sort of where our main focus is at the moment.
Okay. That's exciting. And it's good
Yeah.
that you are, I guess narrowing into, a geography that you guys want to, be specialists in. And I was telling someone the other day on a call like this that it takes discipline to be like, hey, this is where we're going to focus, and we're just only going to focus here. Because business, as you know, can come, you might get a client that comes to you or potential client that's like, hey, I want to be going Southeast Queensland. And then you're like, no, you know what I mean? So I admire that you have that discipline.
Yeah. And it's probably one of the toughest things, I think, because when we started, we had, I guess it was more the scattergun approach where we were trying to get a client anywhere and, you know, wherever you could get a client from. And it took a lot of time to really switch that across and focus in. And now we seem like clients are actually coming to us more rather than, you know, us chasing them all the time.
I love it. It's, yeah. I guess it's one of those, again, that business journey, you know, you pivot, things change, you move direction. It's all part of the fun, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Comes with all those rewards.
Yeah, you rebrand. Like it's incredible. So how do the roles differ with you and Sarah in the business? Do you guys take a lead on different roles?
Yeah, it's sort of Sarah works more in the back end of the business and she sort of pushes me out in the front, I guess. So I'm more the client facing and negotiation side and Sarah keeps the back end running and keeping us up to date with the social media marketing and coaching, really. She keeps that going as well.
I love it. Your background in the pharma space, sales and marketing, is that right?
Yeah, correct. Yes.
Yeah. Nice. And Sarah, what's she focus in?
She was the same.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Both yeah, sales, more sales-sided, but yeah, sales and marketing. So both in the sales roles.
And your clients that are obviously the 18 that you've bought for, like, are they predominantly investors?
Yeah, it's initially they were, and a lot of first home buyers who were looking for investment properties as well.
Interesting.
Ben. So we worked with quite a few members of the Australian Defence Force straight on because we got an early client, and look, 95% of our clients have come through referrals from previous clients, so we sort of get into the networks. But yeah, primarily investors, with the now more frequently we're getting the owner occupiers who are moving up to Newcastle, Lake Macquarie.
I love it. That's exciting. And do you want to, like, I guess talking about how you narrowed in your niche geographically, like, are you guys getting quite specific with the client that you're going to take on moving forward with this new rebrand?
Yeah, I guess some of the onboarding process is really just to make sure for us that we can work together with them. It doesn't really, like, because we've had the experience with the first home buyers and older couples as well, it doesn't really matter in that respect. But so long as they're a good fit for our values and what we have to offer, then we're happy to work with people.
Okay, got it. Yeah, it's as you've probably seen out there in the buyer's agent space, you know, some people have it a bit looser where they, you know, that they work with a few different types of investment strategies, and you've got people who are very, very specific. So it's kind of cool how you can bend it the way you want, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much flexibility, which is great. And look, even to one of our previous clients has come back to us just last week and has just engaged us to do a negotiation for her, which is fantastic, just so that she's got that confidence in our service and, you know, she's happy for us just to come on board to seal the deal, basically.
I love it. It's, how good is it, hey, like when you get that property exchanged for the client and that first phone call, right?
Yeah, that is awesome. And like not only that you've got them a property, but what it does for them in their lives is just phenomenal. I think we have such a greater impact on people's lives than what we really realize we do in lots of situations.
It's especially in this game we're in.
Yeah, 100%.
They're big ticket decisions. What are some of the observations that, you know, you obviously have been in the pharmaceutical space for a while, you've been successful in that career, but moving into this now space, running your own business with Sarah, like, what are some of the observations that you've just, they could be personal observations, they just could be general market observations, they could be technical observations about buying, like, what are some of the things that you've just observed over the time?
Yeah, I guess the thing in the pharma industry is that everything's done for you. And there's always someone to go through or to pass things on to if you need anything. And like any small business coming into this space, the buck stops with you.
Yeah.
So you're in control. If there's an IT problem, then you have to sort it out yourself. So
That's it.
Yeah. So that's just a mindset adjustment, I guess, as well. But some of the parallels, Ben, like in the pharma industry in sales, it's very consultative in terms of a sales approach. It's definitely not a tell sell, and it's you have to build that relationship and really understand what people need. And moving into the buyer's agency space, it's exactly the same. You know, we take extra time just to understand exactly what our clients are after, and it's the same sort of process that we have to go through in terms of questioning and coming up with solutions to their problems.
Yeah, you said the word consultative; it stood out, and I was actually talking. I was coaching someone this morning, and he was actually referring to how someone in his team has not. He jumped in a meeting with them. He's a buyer's agent, and he realized that they were kind of ex real estate agent. This person that he was sitting in the meeting with, and he was saying the opposite: how like they were not consultative. They carried that kind of not cheesy, but that sales process in that the selling agents sometimes cultivate. And on this side of the fence that we're in, like it's consultative, and that's the way it should be. And I feel like for the people who aren't leading with that, you know, card, that level of integrity, the consultative yeah. style, I think it's going to be a big challenge for those people. What do you think?
I agree 100%. And I look back at some of the clients I've lost or missed out on signing up. And it's always where maybe we were a bit desperate for a client and we needed to onboard someone. So you go a bit more salesy in your approach and it just doesn't work. And every time I've sort of sat back and just been free with information and guidance and tried to help people along, that's yeah. when they come back and sign on with us. So
100%.
Yeah, it's just amazing. But it takes a couple of deals or missing out on a couple of deals before I think that really gels.
100%. I love that. That's interesting because, you know, I find that this is very different to the sell side in the sense, and I've said this a few times, like if you're selling your home today, right, let's say you've got equity in your property, for example, like, you know, let's say you've got good equity, you're not negative, and then you sell, like the money's coming out to the agent, let's call it 2%, let's say it's 20 grand. It's coming out to the real estate agent and you're probably paying 5 grand for advertising fees anyway up front. But let's just say the fee at settlement, it's coming out of your bank account, but not doesn't really feel like your back pocket, right?
Correct.
But when you're engaging a buyer's agent, like it's coming out of that back pocket. And yes. I feel like, these buyer's agents, they need to be careful around how they're conducting themselves regarding their process, because you're right, like when you do, we're all going to lose business, you know, but it's good that you're having some level of awareness around, you know, sometimes it's out of our control while we lose business. Could be a personality clash. Could be price related. You might not want to drop your fees. But I guess it's important that if you conduct yourself in the right way, sometimes you are going to lose business and that's the way it works. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk to you though and kind of shift gears just around pricing. Like when you get to meetings and then you go through your process and the potential client hears around your fees. I mean, if you look at all the meetings that you've attended,
yep.
Do you feel like whether they're honest or not, just with body language or responses, that they're okay with it?
It's a mixed bag. Like I really do think it's a mixed bag. Most people, and it depends on the conversations that we've had, and if they've seen the value that we bring to the table, and if their frustration point's high enough, then they are comfortable with paying the fee. But if I haven't been able to demonstrate how we work and what we do offer them, then there's no way they're comfortable. They don't, and they're the guys that will walk away because it's just they don't see what we bring to the table and don't see that value. So I think once they understand what we can do and how we can help them out and how we can address those things that they've been struggling with, then the money side is more palatable.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It does make sense. I was just curious around what you've been up against because, you know, some buyer's agents that I speak to don't have any issues just around the consumer, just that or the consumers that they've got in front of just regarding the pricing, and some obviously get a lot of resistance. But it's interesting, right? Like it's a hard one because, you know, if you're getting in front of the wrong people, then they're typically going to have an issue with your price.
Absolutely. Yep.
And then you can sit there and point the finger and say, oh, they think I'm too expensive, et cetera. But then you could also peel it back and say, hey, maybe you should never have got in front of that person.
Yeah, correct. Correct. And I think that's like when if you're chasing clients rather than them coming towards you, you're going to come up against that more. And that's what we found early on in the piece.
Yes.
And we're now, look, we've had clients who wanted to negotiate on our fees, and we've sort of done a few different things with them, but we generally don't drop our fee as such.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to stick with what you're worth, right?
Yeah, 100%. It takes time, and it's a lot of effort. I think coming into this space, I thought it was probably a bit easier than what it actually is. But it takes work, and that's I think where we actually earn our money and earn the fees that we do charge.
When you say easier, I mean, obviously you come from a strong background, especially in pharmaceutical, which you're probably very, very well trained, I'm assuming, with sales.
Yeah.
Did you expect, because of your competency, like just prior, just with, you know, obviously not only buying property, but I'm talking about just your skill set, your knowledge base regarding sales and stuff, did you just feel like it would be a bit easier?
Yeah, look, I think that sort of process is pretty, like, it does come naturally, like the whole sales side, I guess, and the negotiation side, but it's really just the intricacies of getting those people on board and showing that true value for them. I mean, I think it's just slightly different, where when you're in sales in sort of pharma space, you're selling something that people need for someone else, and it's not necessarily coming out of their pocket. When we're talking to our clients, the money is coming out of their pocket. So it's a lot more personal. It's a lot more emotional, whether it's investment property or an owner-occupied, that's spending their own cash. We really have to connect with them to make sure they see that value.
Yeah. What's it been like for you guys, like building these real estate agent relationships in your, you know, local area? Has that been a bit of a process that you've had to, you know, move through over a long period of time? Has it progressed quicker than you thought? Like, how's that journey unfolded?
Yeah, look, I think that that is a long process. I don't think that's fast. And it's a lot about consistency. But luckily, like in our immediate area, we were in small business here for like 12 years, like I said. So the agents, the selling agents in the immediate area, we know well, we've known for a long time. So we sort of got a bit of a jump start in terms of those relationships. When we look at the wider sort of Newcastle area, that has taken a little bit more time. But I think it's just that consistency of showing up and seeing people and, you know, being true to yourself and authentic in our engagements and discussions.
Have they been, the real estate agents in your area, are they receptive to buyer's agents?
Again, a mixed bag. Most are. Look, there's a couple that don't, see a little bit of resistance. And I think there's always that fear that buyers are limited, Ben. And I think some of the selling agents really like to control that relationship and to make sure that they can get that next listing if the clients do decide to sell the property that they buy. So I think there is a little bit of resistance there to let people go, but I found over the last, you know, several months particularly that they are getting a little bit more relaxed and open to it. And I think that's just building on their relationship and sort of they've seen how we operate and what we bring to the table. And we're not here to take clients and take their future business. We're actually here to support them. So I think that's something that we're trying to get across, and it seems to be going that way now.
What stands out to me with that comment you made just around, you know, those, some of those agents who feel like the buyers are a bit scarce, or is that scarcity mindset?
Yes.
I was up against it as well, where they're like, because, you know, they're so trained to nurture buyers. They think they own the buyers. And so automatically they think, oh, you know, Tony's going to be taking away our buyers, which they don't own. And then some of them just, in my opinion, some of them just have not accepted it still. Like I got into this space, as you know, like in 2010, and you know, it's been a while, and still to date, like I hear about some real estate agents who just, they haven't accepted it. They haven't let go. Anyway, it is what it is.
Yeah. It's interesting though. I mean, I've come across a couple of agents who are similar to that, and they just don't want to give you the time of day.
It's an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, it's just the way it is. I think, Ben, there's not much we can do about it. We just work with who is happy to engage with us.
You work with who you can. That's
yeah.
it. And so this year, 24, like we're in March now. How are you guys feeling about this calendar year? Like, is it looking sharp for you guys?
Yeah, it's looking good. Look, because it's just Sarah and I, we're very hands-on. We only take on sort of 4 clients a month as the max at the moment. So we're working with 3 clients presently, which is great.
Sick.
Yeah, really exciting. And again, a diverse, like we've got We've got people, retired couple relocating to the area. We've got a young guy who's looking for his first investment property. So really diverse people that we're working with, but, you know, just fantastic. So yeah, they're looking bright.
I love it. I love it. When you say, so you guys will take on just within a month, like 4 clients, is that right?
Yeah, that's our max at the moment.
I love that. It's good. So, you know, high touch service, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's all us. Yeah.
And so I guess I wanted to also just lean into this a bit. So with the clients that you're working with, the four, like, are they, how's that evolved in terms of the client acquisition? Has that come through like your, I guess, colleagues within the pharma industry? Like, how's that started to, I guess, develop? Yeah.
So if I think of those clients, one came through social media. And we don't do a lot of social media. We boost a couple of posts and we're not as consistent as we should be. But one came through there and he was actually a young guy that we knew through our previous business interactions, so through the news agencies. Another one was a referral from a conveyancer that we've had as well. And a third one is a repeat client who was actually through a pharmaceutical contact.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so widespread, yeah.
I love it. It's also pretty cool how it's those lead channels, they're so diverse also, right?
Yeah, and they take time to nurture, I guess, as well, but it's great that they're coming from different angles. It's sort of, loving it.
How long have you guys been operational for?
Well, I reckon I had my first conversation with you at the end of 2019.
Okay.
And then over that Christmas period, we did all our licensing and got registered, so 2020. We kicked 2020. Off January nice. 2020. Yeah.
That's great, mate. That's exciting. That's good. It's good to see you you guys really landing in it now, and seems like you're putting more focus in it.
Yeah, 100%. It's we just love it. We love getting the results for the clients, and it's almost our happy space. It's not like working, it's just what we do.
And what about building your own portfolio? You guys must be how's that been taking shape? Because obviously pre-buyer's agent, you know, typically, you know, you're relying on specific incomes or where cash is, where revenue is coming from. But now as a buyer's agent, you've got additional income, right? And yes. You're seeing more deals. So do you get the itch a lot to buy stuff?
Absolutely, all the time. there's clients that, you know, we look at properties we bought for our clients and I always say, if you're not going to buy it, I'll take that because it's just a cracker deal. And we don't buy anything, Ben, unless we would actually buy it for our own portfolio. So we're now looking at something for our self-managed super fund as well, just to expand on that side a little bit. There's always getting itchy feet on the next deal that comes through.
I love it. Well, Tony, on that note, we're going to close up. I've enjoyed our conversation and great to see you rebranding and, you know, putting more energy and time and focus into this. And you and Sarah seem like you're kicking big goals. So wishing you guys all the best and big 24 as well.
Yeah, thanks so much, Ben. And again, thanks for having us on. And thanks for all your support as well. And James as well through the Everest program. It's been absolutely fantastic and really helped us along on the journey as well.
Of course. Were you at the Gold Coast Everest event?
No, I wasn't. I was coming up, but I had other things come up that I couldn't make it. I missed you at Sydney because I think your flight got delayed for the Sydney one. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. I got stuck actually in Israel, so I couldn't go. But
correct. Yeah.
I'll see you at the next event. But I didn't recall seeing you at or meeting you at Gold Coast. So,
Nah. Next one.
Oh, good.
Catch you at the next one.